The Lion and Albert by Marriott Edgar. There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun, and Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was there, Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell. He'd a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean. The waves, they was fiddling and small. There was no wrecks, nobody drowned. Fact, nothing to laugh at all. So, seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they'd lions and tigers and camels, and old ale and sandwiches too. There were one great big lion called Wallace. His nose were all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture, with the side of his face to the bars. Now Albert had heard about lions, how they were ferocious and wild, and to see Wallace lying so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway the brave little feller, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with the horse's head handle and pushed it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, for giving a kind of a roll, he pulled Albert inside the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. Then Pa, who had seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion's at Albert." And Mother said, "Ee, I am vexed." So Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "What a nasty mishap. Are you sure that it's your lad he's eaten?" Pa said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." So the manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Pa said, "Yon lion's eaten our Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too." Then Mother said, "Right's right, young feller. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert, and after we've paid to come in." The manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse right away and said, "How much to settle the matter?" And Pa said, "What do you usually pay?" But Mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where her Albert had gone. She said, "No, someone's got to be summonsed." So that were decided upon. Round they went to the police station, in front of a magistrate chap. They told him what happened to Albert, and proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame. He said that he hoped the Ramsbottoms would have further sons to their name. At that, Mother got proper blazing. "And thank you, sir, kindly," said she. "What, waste all our lives raising children? To feed ruddy lions, not me."